Now let's consider something else here in this same chapter of Peter, in 1 Peter 1, beginning in verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As what? Obedient children. Obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust. See those old lusts of the flesh. In your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy. In all manner of conversation, or in all your lifestyle. Be holy in everything you do. Your complete lifestyle. Boy, this fellow, Brother Peter, that big fisherman, the chief apostle, now he is very, very prolific in writing about lifestyles of a Christian. And he uses the word conversation again and again and again. Lifestyle, manner of life. The way you live is vital to you, and it's very demanding of our great God and Creator. He said, it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect to persons, hey, God don't let one do this and another do that because you belong to a different church. That don't make any difference which church you belong to. God didn't make these stupid churches to start with. Did you know that?
Amen.
Man made these churches. Oh, I'm Church of God. I'm Assembly of God. I'm Baptist. I'm Methodist. I'm Catholic. God don't give two hoots what you are. In that respect, your old label is what you are in your heart, holiness. God don't demand any more. He don't demand any less. And he's no respecter of persons. He judgeth according to every man's work. Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. What kind of fear? The fear of God? Forasmuch as you know you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, your vain lifestyle that you received by tradition from your fathers. Jesus came to redeem us from a vain lifestyle that we got it from our old rebellious fathers or parents. But we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you who by him do believe in God. Our lifestyle is chronicled in the Bible in every detail. How you dress, what you give up, what you keep. Every detail of pleasing God is written in this book called the Holy Bible. You don't have to believe a preacher. You'll go to hell believing a preacher. God didn't say believe a preacher. The Bible said whosoever believes on Jesus Christ shall be saved, not a preacher. These stupid preachers, I ain't got no respect for them, tell you the truth about it.
Amen.
You can respect them all you want to and follow them like the Pied Piper of Hamelin until they're jumping off place and go straight down into the pit. That's where preachers are leading more people than Philadelphia lawyers are and all these politicians are. Preachers are worse than they are. The most scandals that you hear about are from the lives of racketeering preachers. God have mercy on us in this world. Turn to 2 Peter. Let's see some more here about this beloved apostle and his great writings here from the Word of God, from God himself to make the Word of God available for you and I. 2 Peter 2 and 7. When God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, he delivered just Lot, vexed with a filthy conversation, that is the filthy lifestyle of the wicked. Just Lot, a fellow that was just in the sight of God, his soul was vexed with a lifestyle of the wicked, not just their talk, their whole total behavior pattern was offensive to God, and it's offensive to a true saint of God. All this stinking old lust of the flesh that people listen to preachers and conform to, it's hateful to God, it's hateful to a Christian. All right, go on, 2 Peter 3, beginning in verse 9. I love this old brother, like Brother Paul. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation, holy lifestyle, holy behavior, a holy manner of life in every detail? You can read these warnings. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation or lifestyle and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. If you've got a spot in your life, God said, clean it up and perfect holiness in the fear of God, or you can still be lost. God have mercy. We don't have any right to conform our lifestyle to the pagans, to the heathens, to these perverts that we're, oh Lord, members of the same society, the same race most of the time, and of the same nationality. What does that mean? That doesn't mean a thing. If I'm a pilgrim and a stranger and I'm looking for a city that God made and built for me, I'm going to confess that I'm a stranger and a pilgrim. I don't really belong to this world. Jesus prayed a prayer for me in John 17 and 14. He said, Lord, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil of the world, because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I'm not of this stinking world. I'm not going to get adjusted or conform to the things of this world and their pattern of a lifestyle that is debauched and degraded. And we can read their depravity in everything that's going on in this social system. This old sick society we're living in is totally debauched with the low-down deeds of the wicked, like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot's righteous soul was vexed with their filthy conversation and lifestyle. The old homosexuals and perverts around him all the time with their lifestyle. It's offensive to anybody unless you're a pervert yourself. God have mercy sakes. We've got to recognize God called us to a higher order of life. 1 Timothy 4 and 12, the great apostle Paul speaks through the Holy Ghost. He said, let no man, speaking to young people, he said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word. Now see, it shows you right here, there's a difference in word and conversation. In word, be that example now to the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, lifestyle, in your word, in your lifestyle, and in your love. Conversation, word, charity, spirit, faith, purity. Conversation. God said, let our lifestyle be the kind of a lifestyle that reflects Jesus Christ, that we're members of the family of God. We belong to a higher order. We belong to that chosen generation. We belong to that royal priesthood. We belong to that holy nation. We belong to that group of peculiar people who's called out of darkness into his marvelous light, which were once not a people, but are now the people of God, which were not beloved, but we're now beloved, praise God. He said, let your conversation or your lifestyle reflect that calling in your life in every detail. Ladies, that means your hair, your dress. Gentlemen, that means your hair and dress. That means your speech. That means the pleasure that you participate in, the entertainments, That means the way that you respond even to your boss man on the job. I was delighted this week, Friday night, in the reception after the wedding of David and Moretta. I was really overjoyed when her employer, the boss man of the place where she works and the number of others here in this ministry works,